You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Have you fallen victim of those beauty products that claim you'll lose weight overnight, or firm your loose skin in no time at all, or help miraculously to bring your receding hair back? Like the charismatic churches, I think such miracles hardly ever come true, or do they? Future Life is being taken to task by an industry giant, Tiger Brands, to prove that their products actually do what they say they do on the tin. The manufacturer and distributor of beauty products reported Future Life to the Advertising Regulatory Board, the ARB, arguing Future Life's claims were all unsubstantiated because no testing had been done to prove the efficacy of these claims. I'm joined now by Alyssa Nayana, Senior Associate at Adams & Adams, who's following the case closely. Alyssa, what is the basis of Tiger Brands' complaint?
Hi, Michael. So Future Life essentially launched this product called Beauty Food, which then claimed to do all sorts of things, like reduce wrinkles in 28 days, improve your skin's elasticity and firmness, and improve nail condition. And Tiger Brands essentially wanted them to prove that their products did what they said they would. And so they filed a competitor complaint with the Advertising Regulatory Board, calling upon Future Life to prove these claims.
Now, how does a court actually go about establishing that an advertisement of a product is misleading?
So the Code of Advertising Practice says that if an advertiser is going to make claims, that at the time of the advertisement, the advertiser must hold documentary evidence to substantiate those claims. And that evidence must be from an independent, credible expert in the relevant field.
And in this case, was there an independent expert to prove the claims?
So, insofar as Future Life claims as to skin condition, weight management, cellulite reduction, unfortunately, they were unable to submit evidence that met that required standard. So, for example, Future Life had submitted that the key ingredient in their product was something called Verisol, which is a type of collagen. And they submitted content which they had received from a supplier showing how efficient the product or this ingredient was in achieving those goals. And the ARB refused to accept that evidence because they said that a supplier had a commercial interest in the product and therefore was not independent.
Bottom line, Alyssa, which way did the ARB go in this case?
So the ARB basically has said that Future Life was unable to substantiate the claims and they were requested to withdraw those claims.
So perhaps not the miracle product that we were all waiting for. Surprise, surprise. Embrace the wrinkles, hit the gym. There is no overnight miracle cure. Alyssa Nayana, Senior Associate and Trademark Attorney at Adams & Adams, of the very interesting advertising case, Future Life versus Tiger Brands.